What's happening? It's Rick, and it is Friday, and we are on the verge of diving headfirst into the National Football League. First weekend of playoffs, chock full of wild card dreams, hopes, and aspirations, right? Now, before we get started, I want to say I hope you have a fantastic journey in 2019. I wish you absolutely nothing but the best, and I thank you so much for locking this podcast on. Now, are you ready? Yes! We are going to run the table. Now listen up. If your team is Miami, Buffalo, the New York Jets, Denver, the Los Angeles Raiders, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Washington, the New York Giants, San Francisco, Arizona, Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, Atlanta, Carolina, or Tampa, all I can tell you is we look forward to seeing you next season. Your next big date, April 25th. That's when the NFL Draft 2019 kicks off. All right, let's get into some quick picks on this weekend's action. Keep in mind, you can always text in at 316-768-1010. Again, that number 316-768-1010 to text me any games you want me to pick. Text me any questions you might have, any comments you might have. 316-768-1010. The Indianapolis Colts rolling on into Houston. Setting up camp saying, we got Andrew Luck. We're the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to steamroll through Houston. Well, hold on a minute. I say this game comes down to the wire. There are two very closely matched teams, both of them coming in hot right now. Houston's going to have to figure out a way to keep the Colts defenders off their quarterback. They haven't been able to do that with a lot of teams this year. They have a tendency to give up some sacks. It also looks like the Colts, for the first time in a while, are going to have their starting offensive line intact, which could make a difference in this football game. I mean, it's going to be that close, I think, anyways. I like Deshaun Watson's play at the quarterback position. Andrew Luck's Andrew Luck. We all know that. I like Watson's playmaking abilities. I like his hustle. And I love home field on this matchup. I'm going to take Houston by about three. The Los Angeles Chargers staking their claim in Baltimore. I love this matchup. I mean, what's not to love? Phillip Rivers comes in there with one of the hottest offenses in the league right now. And love him or hate him, this guy plays hard. He plays with passion. And yeah, I mean, he gets fired up, but that's what I want in my quarterback. Can it be a little hot-headed? Can it be a little annoying? Of course, but I want that in my quarterback. I want a guy that gets pissed off. And he's going to need every bit of that grit when he stares into the teeth of that Baltimore defense. I mean, these guys don't play. This will be the Chargers' second go-around with Lamar Jackson at the helm. I'll tell you, Chargers are going to have to figure out that Baltimore Ravens running game, and that's easier said than done. And again, that Baltimore defense, I mean, I get it. Ray Lewis not there anymore. Doesn't matter. That defense in Baltimore is just brutal. And if you don't think they're going to put some heat on Rivers, think again. Now, that being said, Phillip Rivers ain't no kid, man. He ain't fresh out of college. I mean, he's been there. He's seen it. He's done some things. I like Lamar Jackson's skill set. I really do. I always have. But I like Phillip Rivers' experience better. I think the Chargers are quite capable of outscoring Baltimore over the course of four quarters. I like Los Angeles Chargers in a close one. By the hair of their chinny chin chin, the Chargers are going to escape Baltimore with a win. All right, let's do one more real quick. Again, 316-768-1010 is the number to text me at. The Philadelphia Eagles steamrolling into Chicago. I don't know that anyone looks forward to being the visiting team in Chicago. When it comes to defense, the Monsters of the Midway are back. They are flat out scary. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles without Carson Wentz, Nick Foles taking the snaps. I've said it before. I'll say it right now. This football team operates differently under Nick Foles. Is Nick Foles a better quarterback than Carson Wentz? I don't think so overall, but I do think he's better with this football team. When Foles is taking those snaps, something happens with that offense that doesn't happen under Carson Wentz. That's why I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles, believe it or not, over the Chicago Bears, even in Chicago. This Eagles team is dangerous. You got to remember, they're defending world champs, and they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles under center. There is absolutely nothing to say that they won't snap right back into that form and make a deep run. I'm going to take them over Chicago. Now, if Carson Wentz were taking those snaps, I might be a little more favorable to the idea that the Chicago defense could shut him down. But I like Nick Foles with the Eagles. I'm going to take them over Chicago. All right, much like Corey Seager when he digs in at shortstop for the Los Angeles Dodgers and has zero intentions of letting anything get past him. Put that head on a swivel. Let's bust a 180 and take a look at what's happening in the NBA. Peering at the Eastern Conference, the Bucks, the Raptors, the Pacers, and the 76ers providing leadership right now. How long it's going to last, we'll see. Taking a look out west, how about the Nuggets, Thunder, Warriors? Yes, I said Warriors.
Come out to play.
Rockets and Trailblazers out front in the West. Jimmy Butler, by the way, in Philly, getting a little bit chippy with Coach Brett Brown. And to be fair, I would say vice versa. It goes a little bit of both ways. We'll see how all that ends up working out. Rockets GM recently coming out and saying that Harden could be the best offensive player ever. Now, don't get me wrong. Harden is damn good. He's amazing at what he does. Best ever, I think it's a little bit premature to put that tag on him. Admittedly, I do love watching that guy play. I mean, he's just flat out sick. Taking a quick gander at the National Hockey League in the East, in the Atlantic. Tampa, what's going on in Tampa? I'll tell you what's going on. They're playing some hockey. Tampa out in front in that division with the Maple Leafs, Bruins, and Sabres right there as well. In the Metropolitan Division, I love saying it, the Metropolitan Division. Capitals, Penguins, Blue Jackets out front. Venturing out west in the Central Division, Jets, Predators, and Stars definitely leading the way. And in the Pacific, the Flames, the Golden Knights, the Sharks out front. Now, get this. We are 82 days, count them, 82 days to opening day Major League Baseball. Nationals, by the way, recently upping their offer for Harper, trying to get him to stick around. Manny Machado talking extensively with the New York Yankees. That looks like there's a good chance that could happen. Then again, Troy Tulowitzki, hey, you never know. Again, 82 days and counting to opening day. My name is Rick Thomas. And let me tell you something. The next time you look in the mirror, you're going to be looking at somebody who just ran the table.